The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid being eaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on the Mention the Machine.
Oh, it's us again.
Guess who's back?
Welcome
back again.
Welcome back to the Mention the Machine podcast. Joel, I had a quote that I meant to share with you the other day, but I just remembered it now, so I'm going to tell it to you. It said, "Don't drop the pie reaching for the apple."
Well, I don't reach for an apple. I got a pie.
That's the thing, is people are like working and focusing on one thing and they get distracted by something else. That's the meaning.
You know, I have ADHD, right?
That's why I thought of you when I learned that quote.
That's something for you, too, but I didn't write it down.
Because of your ADHD.
Yep.
I don't even think you own a pen, Joel. I think everything's digital with you.
I own several pens. And they're never available when I need them.
Well, the unofficial start of summer. This is episode 52, in case I didn't say that. What's going on, Joel?
A lot of house repairs. Attic exhaust is done. Attic is now usable. I put in a rock garden. I put in my solar shade.
Nice.
Learned a lot about stress testing wood. If that pulls come down now, the whole deck's coming down.
Nice. Now, what about a strong wind in that shade? Could it take it off?
We're going to find out.
We've been having some storms here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So. This whole week, I've been gotten the rain every time it rains, doing something outside.
Nice.
Clean my gutters because I found out those were full.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I need to clean my drain pipe on the one side of the house. I need to buy a ladder.
Yeah, so I...
Or remember to ask you to bring yours.
Yeah, that would work too. Yeah, I was working on the solar shade, and it started to rain. I'm like, well, what's this? And I saw that the drain pipes are leaking. I'm like, that never happens. I get the ladder out. There's just crap, like, 3 inches deep in the gutters.
Oh, wow.
So I started cleaning all that crap out. I'm like, well, how am I going to get this? I'm like, I got the idea. Got out the garden hose, started spraying back and forth to drain it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it went all down through the hosing and shit. So I go to the output, and that's all clogged up. Reach my hand in there and grab that to pull that shit out.
Yeah, I got to go up to the second roof, I think, and bang on the pipe up there. And I'm debating just sticking that drain clog attachment mm-hmm. from the hose in the top part and just blasting that shit out mm-hmm. the bottom. But I'm not as comfortable with heights in my old age as I was as a youngster. Plus, I don't trust the wood structuring of those gutters so much.
I'm all about the heights.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Walking on the gutter makes me nervous.
Yeah, I've always had no issues with heights. It's like, oh, up here now, okay. I did some real interesting ladder work. So my yard's not flat.
Yeah.
And I've got like these railroad type planters that are around the side of the house, all the wood and stuff. So I had to do some Tetrising with some other wood to make some leveling areas to put the ladder on to get up there. Don't know if OSHA would be mad at me or not.
It's only OSHA if you have a permit to do the work.
I'll never forget, it's on the Station Square, and these guys are talking about the work in Station Square, and I asked the question, what are you, OSHA? No, I work here. I just want to know what's going on with the police.
I ordered a new book today. I ordered Jim Rohn's book, something, Power of Ambition or something like that. So I've been missing having an actual self-development book for a little while.
Well, that's your fault.
Yeah, yeah.
All this fantasy fiction stuff for the past 6 months.
Well, that's on the side. That's something to listen to, not read. But I need something to actually read. I was trying to read that Matthew McConaughey book, but I'm just not into it.
What's it about?
It's his, like, biography or whatever.
All right.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't title it that. It's called Green Lights.
I picked up a book. I'm waiting for it to load. What's this thing called? I really don't like the way Audible's app works.
Yeah.
Life-enhancing anxiety. Key to a sane world. He basically said that we actually need anxiety and that we're not using the proper anxiety.
Probably not. I mean, mm-hmm. goes into the whole fight or flight thing and stress response, and just having work stress cue that off is no good.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of crazy nightmares, too.
Yeah.
Like, I had one where, like, some guy was, like, he got mad because my code wasn't documented properly. I'm like, it's not for you, dude.
It's my code, mm-hmm. bitch.
Yeah.
Otherwise, not too much going on for me. Maybe summer work, cleaning up the house, trying to, new beginning of the fiscal year starts tomorrow.
I thought that was July 1st.
Mm-mm. June 1st.
Mm. School district is July 1st.
Yeah, well, that's probably because school's definitely in by then. Yeah, so it was raises and reviews time.
Oh, so our raise and reviews happen in March, and we get the actual raise in April.
Mm. We used to get our reviews in June, and then they'd take over in August, which never made any sense.
All makes sense to pencil pushers.
Yeah, which that reminds me, I guess it's my work anniversary is coming up next month. I think Ooh. June 10th.
Guess we're going to have a party.
Yeah.
I found
out. I forget how many years I've been there. I think it's going to be 13.
I found out why my company switched their payroll system. They're trying to put everything in the cloud now.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Why has everything got to be on the cloud? Yeah, I got a new MacBook from work, and I had to struggle to transfer the files because of, you know, I can't just plug in a drive and copy them mm-hmm. over and do it that way because of security, bullshit fake security like mm-hmm. we were talking about. I got to put everything in Microsoft OneDrive and then download it again, and it's mm-hmm. like it's fucking keeps timing out, and it's like I don't know if I got all of the data or some of the data.
Work just decided to disable flash drives.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got a network, bitch.
Yeah, that's what a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I had, like I said, at my personal server, I'm like, oh, when I write code, because we're not allowed to use certain tools, so I use my other machines and air gap it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that before, too. Like, hey, I can't use this, can't use the AI to answer this question, because the AI is not allowed to provide me code, mm-hmm. but I am a man of multiple devices.
We're not allowed to put our data into AI. Oh, sure, you get to decide what cloud it goes into, but I don't.
Right. I get it from a certain perspective, like the stuff that some people are doing is, like, there's government contracts and stuff that they don't want any of that information yeah. getting out, and, like, there are people that will completely abuse that as well.
We had a marketing team that actually outsourced their job to somebody else.
That's like the Verizon guy who mm-hmm. worked for a whole year without working. Fucking awesome scam.
It's not a scam. That is ingenuity. They're just mad because they didn't think of it first.
Mm-hmm.
like for example, it worked. They're like, oh, well, if you want to use AI, let us know and we'll review it. No, you're going to steal my idea and do it yourself. Screw that.
Oh, the AI keeps marching on. Apparently Google had to fix theirs because it was making bad suggestions or something.
You mean like black Nazis?
Yeah. No, it was because they do that thing now when you do a search, the first result is the AI one, mm-hmm. and it's like it's giving bad stuff or something I don't remember the whole.
I just ask ChatGPT anymore.
Yeah, it's probably the better way.
Mm-hmm. No ads.
Who needs an ad? I'm sure those will make their way in there, but Google eventually.
Well, I'll just switch to the API, then run my own app.
Have the AI write an AI for you. And that's how it starts reproducing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is why we don't do podcasts before we eat.
No, we do them before we eat, so we're not sniffing the whole time. And
yeah, well, that depends on how spicy the food is we get.
Like I said, it depends. That's why we don't sniff.
We did do some smelling salts again.
Yeah. That'll wake you up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to for the summer?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think that far in advance, I guess. Like I actually went ahead and took the week off of first week of July. Cause
so did I.
Nice. Yeah, because they were going to give us the 4th off anyway, which is like Thursday or something. I was like,
eh. I'm actually going to Geneva.
Nice. For the convention?
No. Chrissy's getting an Airbnb, and she's like, oh, you want to come along? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, why not?
It's an actual vacation. My Flight Fest and FPU Fest are out because my buddy's not going, so there goes the RV. So it's like, I'm not running a tent and hanging out by myself at some event.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with my friends.
Right. Yeah. Well, I got a couple. I got like 4 tents. One of them is fucking ginormous. It attaches to the back of the Jeep and extends out from there. And it's just, it's like a fucking the size, almost the size of this garage.
Nice. I got two tents. My one buddy taught me the trick that you put a tent up and you put your planes and stuff in the tent, and because it's the barrier to the water to the air, you don't get all the dew and crap on your stuff.
Nice. So, yeah. I thought you were gonna say you're putting a tent in a tent to keep insects away. Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea at all.
Probably be good for cold temperatures too. You got that extra buffer.
Yeah, but I have a canopy that I put up, and I got some tables that go under there, and the tent goes next to the canopy. And all my, I put all my gear in there, so when it rains, I'm like, oh, my stuff stays dry.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be using that gear this year.
Don't say never. It might come about something.
Well, unless I win the lottery and get 20 grand. I was thinking about that with projects and stuff, because you're talking about the whole being in a rut thing. And, like, I've been doing these home projects to try and, like, make some, get some momentum done.
Yeah. Momentum's the important part, getting that. And it's like, me with the lifting weights, like, I had to force myself out here today, and I was just, like, didn't feel like it, but trying to keep the pattern going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I chalked up 2 hours of manual labor, so I got my lifting of gravel.
Nice. Yeah, I did. I did get my first stripe on my blue belt last week in jiu-jitsu. So nice. Progress there. I haven't been back since. But that's just because work is going agile, and so they're putting all these damn meetings on my calendar. It's like that's not agile at all. Like, you're taking up all my time talking about doing work instead of me doing the work.
That's what it's all about.
And they put it right there where it interferes with like me getting the jiu-jitsu. So I got to either decide if I'm going to jiu-jitsu at the ugly crack of dawn class, or if I'm just going to have to limit it to the weekends for now.
You're doing crack of dawn.
My stomach ain't awake for that. I'm always worried I'm going to shit myself on the mats.
Then shit yourself on the mats.
No, because that's when I have to leave state. Like, they'll never see me again.
I mean, if you want an advantage.
That's if you're doing prison rules jiu-jitsu, where you just shit yourself all the time and don't wipe, so you got fucking a barrier there.
That's more like you choked me out. I'm just going to shit myself. Never get choked out again. I can't wouldn't shit. So I
can't. There's a dirty move in grappling. They call it the oil check. It's pretty much something like that. Pretty much they... They try to stick their thumb in your ass.
Anyone want to do? Did you just?
Oh no, I'm not saying that that's a thing that people should do. I'm saying that's probably something that people do in competitions. But I haven't been an unfortunate victim of that at all. There's also a thing with Dean Lister. He's a famous grappler. He was saying that there was a guy that kept doing it to him in competitions. He kept giving him the dirty toe.
That's amazing.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Nothing. Everything's fine.
Did you forget the memory card again?
No. It's recording.
Okay.
I just want to make sure. The angle, I couldn't see the... See, that's not backlit.
Yeah, but then it would drain the battery.
I suppose so. All these lights on, though. I thought about writing a Python book.
Yeah.
About data cleansing.
Why not?
I need to do something to prove that I'm a professional.
Or you could go back to like when you were going to do your podcasting course and set up.
I was thinking about that too. I need to put some material out there to prove that I can do what I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like a guy I used to talk to a lot, he was on the Iron Council with me. He always talked about if you can aggregate like a bunch of information and put it in one spot, so it sets you up as the expert, mm-hmm. and then it's like then you gain like you get the authority that without having to be the authority.
Mm-hmm.
It's like do that, and then I was thinking about like the Python stuff. Like if you could set up like a small sample or something, and then have people do the mailing list to get the rest of the book. You know.
Oh, that's the thing about doing value for value.
What do you mean?
Well, put the book out, pay what you think it's worth.
Oh, yeah.
What's good enough for Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak should be good enough for me.
Yeah. But I'm still saying, because if you get whatever the hell people do with an email list, I don't know, but they seem to like them.
That's too much hassle. Because all I want to do is put some stuff up so on my LinkedIn profile I can link to it and be like, hey, look, this guy's actually a professional.
Yeah.
I'm getting headshots done on Monday.
Nice. Yeah, I need to get a new profile picture for all of my stuff. I can't take selfies, and I always forget right after I get a haircut to get a nice picture taken.
Mm. I went to IKEA last weekend, and I took a random picture. We found a pig and a bib in a high chair at a fancy table. So I took a picture of me serving the pig food, and people did not know what was going on.
Yeah. Mara was like, what the hell's Joel doing? I said, I don't know. And she figured out that it was IKEA.
Yeah, that was... My mom looked at him and was like, that's a nice kitchen. Where is he?
Pretending to live in IKEA.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of my favorite things that Annie and I do. When she comes down or I go up to visit her, we go walk through IKEA and take random photos.
What was the... Didn't that guy... There's that story... I think
the
it happened...
took all the arrows and rearranged them?
Yeah, that happened, I think, during COVID, and people couldn't get out of the IKEA. It's fucking hysterical.
I love it.
I would just start climbing things.
So, if I'm writing a book on podcasting and Python, what book would you write to set yourself up as an expert?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not an expert on anything.
Bullshit.
No.
We all have our useless talents. You just learned that from Planet Terror.
Yeah. How to spend too much time trying to figure out what to do instead of just taking action and doing it. That's probably my special talent. I was thinking about that this morning. I was thinking about all the useless shit that I try to learn and try to do. Like, instead of focusing on what actually would benefit my life, I get books on learning how to throw knives. And it's like, what am I going to need to throw a knife?
That one moment, you will need it.
But this time would be better spent actually doing things like...
You say that now to get that knife situation.
I know. That's going to happen to me. It's going to be that fucking... Big Trouble in Little China moment.
I keep telling I told my coworker for years, she goes, I'll never need this stuff. 3 years later, holy shit.
Well, there's things that you can actually look at and say that you will need. I'm not saying like it'd be better to spend practicing the knife fighting skills I do know versus trying to learn how to throw a knife when I don't carry a knife to throw.
You take their knife and throw it.
This knife needs a new home. No, there's a list in my head of things that I'm trying to sort and get into the right way and figure out like an actual path through it.
I'm learning I know nothing about producing music.
Nice.
Because I gotta push it back another week because I'm still trying to figure out how to fix the audio. I wrote a Python script to try and... So DistroKid has a $10 service that they'll normalize your music. I'm like, why can't I do this?
Mm-hmm.
So I started researching. I started learning how to do it. And it took forever. So I learned how to use the GPU on my computer to do it.
Mm.
Now listen, I'm like, I should probably listen to this and make sure this is okay because I finally got it to do it. This pops. So now I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of the pops in my music.
I just tell them you did it on vinyl.
I don't think that's on the Flash or Spotify.
No.
But apparently they want a normalization of negative 14, which I did not know was a thing.
Hmm.
My song After Hours is actually negative 15.3, so.
Hmm. I don't know what any of that means, so.
I don't either. I just know that it's the one thing I've learned through podcasting is that there's always some kind of standard, like, image size has to be a certain pixel by pixel. And I guess the... normalization LUFS is like the pixel size for audio.
Interesting.
So, but I swear that album will get out by hell or high water.
By Halloween.
I hope to God before that.
Yeah, it's weird that you're learning music at the same time I am, because I'm still doing the guitar lessons and trying to learn that and just realizing how absolutely uncoordinated I can be.
Mm-hmm. That's why I let the computer do it. I just tell it what to do. Because
mm-hmm.
I tried to learn the keyboard because of the movie Cuffs. I wanted to learn the theme song.
And Cuffs, I never saw it.
With Christian Slater?
I don't think I saw that.
Oh. Well, anyway, the theme is really catchy, and I actually figured out the keys for it and played it. I'm like, this is too much work. Hello, MIDI. You mean to me I just tell you the notes and how to play them and you do it? Okay.
Yeah. I like the, my guitar teacher, you're just like, you name a song and he can just play it, and it's just like, he just fucking just sits there sometimes and he's just playing music, and it's like, that'd be awesome to just be able to do that and just mm-hmm. fucking have it sound good and everything. And but I said I'd give myself a solid year on it, and I'm 2 months in, and doing all right, I guess, but we'll see what happens. I'm probably going to stick with it for the rest of my life now, because that's kind of how I do things.
Mm. I got smart with ChatGPT and Sunu. Sunu has an Explore feature, and they have all the different genres that they do,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, well, when I did my album, I wanted to pick the music genre that would fit the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
but it kept giving me the same type of music. I'm like, wait a second, this webpage is an HTML. So I grabbed the HTML for the page that had all the genres on it, and fed it to ChatGPT and said, hey, make this a list. I said, hey, see this list? Which one of these is best? And it's like, oh, try this one. I'm like, hey, okay, this sounds better. This sounds better.
There you go.
So. I will probably, once this album's done, I'll crank out another one.
You're going to be the Taylor Swift of digital music?
I want to be the Chuck Tingle of digital music.
Chuck Tingle? Who's that?
Chuck Tingle. So he writes erotica, and most of the titles are like, How I Took in the Butt by a Dinosaur. And the guy does like 12 books a year at least.
Wow.
And like, they all have 5 stars. Like, it's that inside joke, but yet he keeps putting shit out. I'm like, I want to be that guy.
Ridiculous. It's like a Stephen King level output.
Mm-hmm. But I can apparently make a song about half an hour with Sunu. So, just have to have inspiration. It's funny that I was actually talking to my buddy the day before I left for lunch, and his boss was telling him about make sure you don't work after hours, because that's a path of destruction. I'm like, hey, I got a song for you. All about after hours.
Nice. Shit.
So, next month we start Snow Crash.
Yes, we do.
I have a feeling it's going to hit a little bit different this time around.
Yeah, why is that?
Because of all the stuff going on with the country falling apart, corporations taking over stuff.
Yeah, probably something.
I mean, the funny thing is, back the last time I listened to it, things weren't so bad. And now I'm like, wow, this is basically a playbook for what's going to happen.
That's the problem, I think, with sci-fi and stuff like that, is that people are just coming up with the bad ideas before people get to them.
Uh-huh.
It's like they're giving them the bad idea. people talking about the avian flu and all that shit back in like 2012. Mm-hmm. That we just listened to the No Agenda Climate Change special, and they were pulling old clips like that.
Mm-hmm.
People were talking about that, and then lo and behold, what happened?
Well, they're talking about back in the 70s how like there's gonna be a nuclear winter, and like we're never gonna see the sun again. we're in the 70s, we're gonna run out of oil by the 80s.
Yeah.
It's 24. I think John said one time, we've got enough oil and gas and all that stuff to go for at least another couple hundred years, easy.
Probably. That was the checkmate at the end of the episode when he was talking about, maximum oil or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, either we're going to run out of oil, so everyone's going to have to walk, so mm-hmm. like we're going to quit polluting the environment that way, or the Earth's going to kill us.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's somebody when they were talking about the scientist that wanted to disperse an aluminum cloud in the atmosphere. It's like, please stop doing
stupid
shit.
Didn't you see the Matrix?
Yeah, fucking idiots.
It's like all these guys get these bright ideas. I'm like, can you tie your own shoes? Can you cross the street without getting hit by a car?
Yeah.
Because some of these people are so smart that they're not smart enough to have any common sense.
Yeah. No, no thanks. We should probably order our food soon.
Yes.
Get going, because I got a 2:30 call.
Yep. And I've got nothing to do, because I'm going to go home after all this stuff and relax.
Nice.
I put too many hours in this week outside.
Get your vitamin D.
I got plenty of vitamin D this week. Don't you worry.
Yeah, so, this is May almost over, going into June.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll see what the rest of the year brings.
Yep. Half a year's already gone.
Woo. Is it? Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I consider half gone after June, but...
I guess technically it would be the 31st.
Yeah, so we're almost there.
Mm. Well, the 1st of June marks the 14th anniversary. Wait, no, the 19-year anniversary of Carmel Computing Services.
Nice.
I walked into the bank down in Harmerville, and I opened up a business account.
And you've been flush with cash ever since?
I've been flush with cash ever since, more like it. Boom.
Oof. All right, that's it for us, because I'm hungry. I need to eat.
Yep.
And I think Joel does, too.
Definitely.
Later.
Later.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit TheMentionTheMachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.
Today is a great day to do a podcast. And the sniff.
I gotta blow my nose.